Hello?
Hi, this is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
I was just saying that this is not a sales call. You don't have to worry about that. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. So rest assured, it's not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas by any chance?
Yes, I do vote.
Great. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez. See which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you
okay.
definitely vote in the Democratic primary, probably vote in it, or wait until November for the general election?
No, I don't mind voting. I'd like to vote. And
okay.
that's against
so
Ted Cruz?
Okay.
Is that against
you
Ted Cruz?
Definitely vote? I'm sorry, I was just making sure I understood what you said. Are you trying to tell me you will definitely vote in the primary?
Was the people you're talking about was against Ted Cruz?
Yeah, on March 24, the Democratic primary will be between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz.
Oh, I see.
Right,
what
which
you're
of
saying.
Those
okay.
two, right? And
okay.
there's also for local offices like state legislature. So the question is if you will definitely vote in the Democratic primary, probably vote in it, or if you're not going to vote and wait until November?
No, I probably will vote.
Oh, okay. Probably vote in it. That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, if you please can answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations, please. Starting with Harold Dutton.
What about that you don't like?
No. The question is if you feel very favorable about him, somewhat favorable.
I don't know Dutton personally, but people in my family do.
Right. So
That's
your opinion of him is favorable or unfavorable?
I'd have to make up my mind because I never thought about it.
Okay. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
What about
mm-hmm.
Danny Norris?
I don't know that person.
Don't know. That's fine. Houston Independent School District. What about this organization?
Well, my sister-in-law started a school, and her daughter is running one, the Rhodes School.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Michelle Buntan, do you know her?
No.
Okay, because she said to run for something. I just found out against for a certain
okay.
seat.
Okay. So,
you're catching me at a bit, huh?
I'm sorry. What
Because you know
say?
What y'all call me. Sometimes y'all call me when I'm in church. I'm
oh,
the same
that.
As you, because I go to church every Sunday.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, are you by any chance trying to tell me that this is not a good time?
You know what? I usually go to bed around now. I get up at 4 in the morning, 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay. You know, the survey is very short. It's just going to take like a couple minutes. So I would
okay.
really appreciate it.
I don't mind doing
because
I'm... Oh, okay. I don't mind talking.
Well, I appreciate
Let
that.
Let me stop eating,
so
these,
again,
let me stop eating a, these grapes I just went and got that I don't need.
Right. So what about the Houston Independent School District? Are you very favorable of it or... unfavorable
of the way it is now? No, I'm not favorable of it.
Okay, would you say you're somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Well, so far I haven't really heard nobody really talk about it, but it's just so much
mm-hmm.
been happening now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have children in
okay.
school.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
What about Clint Danhorn?
I don't know that person.
And Joyce Chapman.
Now you see, you called enough people. I don't really know them like that.
You know,
I usually
okay.
Find out or talk to someone in the family that know, and I'll vote. You know, because
uh-huh.
we kind of stick together voting. Now it's about three of us over here. where I live.
Okay.
We used to go vote and go vote together. And we pass things among each other. We sisters.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about Sheila Jackson Lee?
I know Sheila.
You know her. Okay, are you favorable or unfavorable of her?
I'm not unfavorable of her.
Okay, would you say you are somewhat favorable or very?
No, I like Sheila. I ain't got no reason not to like her.
Right. So would you say you're very favorable of her? Or just
I'm very favorable of her.
Very, okay. Gotcha.
I voted for her. She just didn't win.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. So, which of the following is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
I think I will that last part. I think I'll go the last part. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Thank you. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Stanhorn, or Danny Norris?
Well, you know what? I would like to talk to somebody that really know him. And I have family that do know him. Okay? Because if so, then it would probably be Dutton.
Okay, gotcha. Now, the next section is probably going to help you out a lot, getting to know one of the candidates. So here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Please rate your reaction to each statement as either very positive, somewhat positive, or somewhat negative, or very negative.
I don't know him.
Right, no, just based on the statement.
Okay.
Just tell me if you feel positive or negative about the statement. Appreciate your time, by the way. We're almost done. So here's the first one. It says, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Again, do you feel positive or negative about this statement?
I'm negative about that.
Very negative or just somewhat?
Very negative.
Very.
I just answered it somewhere else. I'm very negative.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you what. My sister-in-law is all off into this politics and stuff, and my brother-in-law is too. But I'm a show ask that question. I want to know how they feel. I don't go for the takeover. I like the teachers to be able to teach the children, and they didn't start doing so much to the school until the children, they don't want them to know nothing about Black history and all this. I don't go for that. That's terrible.
I understand that.
Okay.
So the next one says that he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. Again, do you feel positive or negative about this one?
Yeah, it's positive. Look, we just paid taxes. It was about $3,000.
So would you say you're very positive or somewhat positive on this one?
No, I would say positive about that.
Very?
Or very something? Positive.
Very
no,
positive.
Not somewhat. Not on no cut for lower income, people.
Gotcha. I understand that. So next one says that he is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women, women in trouble, and ban women from getting an abortion.
Doing all that? That's
tough. Even in cases of rape or incest. Yeah.
And I'm right at 80 years old. I'm 78, okay? So you know it ain't about me going to get hurt behind that. But I hate to see the young people not having no help. Oh, I tell you, that's terrible. I'd vote against that.
Oh. Okay.
I'm listening to what you're saying about that, and I'm learning a lot.
Gotcha. So you say you feel very against it, right? Very
yes,
against
I would feel against
gotcha.
That. I don't like the doctors and nobody being able to help somebody when they need help. I don't like little 10-year-olds having babies either because they got raped.
I understand that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they just recorded that as very negative. Next one says that Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. Do you feel positive or negative about this one?
Negative.
Very negative.
Very
or something
negative.
Like
very negative.
Oh, very, very.
Very,
gotcha.
Very negative. Oh, my
okay.
God.
Next one says that Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
That sounds good.
Okay,
but
very positive or somewhat positive?
That's a positive.
Very positive.
But you see, I look at it like this here. I'd have to see that when I get ready to vote. You understand where I'm coming from? Now, I really want to know
that, yeah.
more about it now.
No, most definitely. Like I said, this section is probably going to shed a light on this person, so maybe you can do your research a little more.
Shedding a light
ask,
on him.
Right, right. That's good. So we're almost done with these statements. The next statement says that Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Then I sure won't vote. Very negative, baby.
Very negative, okay.
Yes.
And it says Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Positive or negative about this?
Negative.
Very negative or somewhat?
Very negative.
Okay. So based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Danhor, or Danny Norris?
Yeah, I don't know the other three either. But I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't get Dutton. I don't. It's
okay.
Too much. I wouldn't vote for him.
Gotcha. Okay, so out of the other three candidates, you have any idea who to vote for?
See, I don't know the other candidates. I just
okay,
happen to
no
know
problem.
Of Dutton. Uh-huh.
Right, no
problem. See, I have
not
to
a
read
problem. So,
and find out more about it.
I get you, no problem. So mm-hmm. This is the very last part of the survey. I really thank you for your patience. These last questions are for classification purposes only. You said you are 78, is that right?
I am 78.
Gotcha. Do you own or rent your current place of residence, ma'am?
Well, I will tell you what I did. I sold my house. But when I came
okay.
over here, I paid my sister's house off. So it ain't like we owe for no house. Everything over here is paid for. But
oh,
you still
okay.
want taxes and stuff to be gone. And I'm not a renter.
Uh-huh.
Paid my way through it.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
I am black.
You are, okay, thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools? I believe you said no, right?
No, I don't have any children, period.
What about any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
I don't have no children.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, that's her survey.
That's it.
The survey has been completed.
Okay, baby.
I thank you very much for your patience.
Thank
hope you. Have a great rest
you've enlightened me on some things, too. I will be checking it out.
Most definitely. You can research more about
it. And that's
candidates.
March what? That's March what? When is
what
the time to vote? I was trying to find
March,
date in
20, March 2024. I don't have an exact date.
That's okay.
It's
in March. All right.
Yeah. All right. You have a great rest of your night, ma'am.
I will go.
Take care.
All right.
All right. Take care of yourself. Appreciate it.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.